Blog Talk Radio.
One time saved.
Just one time.
He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out.
Here we go.
Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know.
He has great thoughts of you, so don't give up, he plans your way through.
Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening.
It's all right.
Yeah.
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 Say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always been what I needed to be. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still it loving.
In a
love that can't completely
just look at
say it.
A
That's right. Is that all right?
He will take care of you.
Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Wonderful. How are you?
Bless.
You got to say it the right way. Come on now. We got this whole thing.
You know, I don't know how we going to fix this Be Live thing, but...
I'm on there now. Are y'all coming in?
Huh?
I'm on there now.
Oh, I shut it off. Hold on.
I'm just looking at myself.
Yeah, but I can't see you guys.
I can see Let's Talk Jesus coming at 6 p.m. I can see that.
Okay, okay. This went live. Watch. That's 5, 4, 3,
3 2,
1.
1, 0. Now, I'm live. Can you see me?
No, screen is green. All I see is the word. And
we
so
see
your financial speed.
I'm not sure what is going on in this whole situation here. We're on Blog Talk, so we're going to stay where we can keep it sound at. So I'm going to end that stream on Be Live until we can fix this out. We may have to go back to Zoom because Zoom did work good for the one incident we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zoom did work good.
Yeah, so we may be reverting back to, as a matter of fact, we are going to revert back to Zoom. The only problem with that is trying to get it on Facebook. But we're going to take what we can get because we really need to be face-to-face and doing this thing, going to the next level. Now, I'm live on Restream right now, which is on Periscope, YouTube, and all the other brands out there. I see one of our team members out there, Minister Rhonda. Can you hear me verbally on Restream? Just give me a messenger over there if you can. We still got a package with them until the 19th. We're trying everything. We're trying to get it together. Amen. But so here we are, and we're talking who? Jesus. And I'm glad that both of you were so anxious to come on board and be a part of this conversation tonight, because what's really been kind of fired in my spirit, especially when you're talking about Jesus. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
When you're talking about Jesus, most people say forgiveness is the first point. And God kind of shook me up yesterday when I was delivering the word, is that, well, before you can ever have forgiveness, you have to have repentance.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have repentance, if you have not repented of your sins, you can never be forgiven because you haven't forgiven others.
Right.
So
right.
I want to kind of discuss that tonight. Let's talk Jesus on repentance. The Bible says in several areas, and I know we're all scholars and we know the word throughout and everything, but the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of not one, not two, but all unrighteousness. And then some people say, well, I confess by this or that. Well, I went a little bit deeper, team, and I see that repentance isn't just asking for something to be forgiven. Repentance is turning away from your wickedness.
Right.
It's not.
Not a partial
right.
turn, but a full turn. We did a full turn in repenting. Pastor B, come on, sneak in. We gonna keep it. I'm not, because I got some word here. I'm not going to preach and then bring y'all in. Since we're here talking, we're going to just get it out right now and say, okay, what's repentance to you? Because to me, it's
so when you talk about repentance, you're talking about sin, and we already understand that sin is what separates us from God. So
right.
like you're saying, to be forgiveness for that sin, you have to know what that sin is, okay? So we're going to break this down in parts because we know the word says in Romans 3:23 that, what, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we already understand that. We know that. We can recite that back and forth. But my thing is this, Pastor E, and what I love to teach when it comes to repentance is most people don't know what to repent from.
Right.
So, you know, we were always taught that blanket prayer back in the day, you know, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Lord, forgive me for the seen and the unseen. Forgive me for the things that I said I did and things like that. But the thing is when it comes to repentance, you have to be specific on what it is that you've done. And God wants you, you know, it's kind of like I always do this little scenario of if a child runs in the room and all of a sudden the child says, I fail, you know, no, I'm sorry, all of a sudden the child is crying, you want to know what is the child crying for. So you're trying to get the story out of them, especially like if they fail and you see that they have blood streaming down their leg or something of that sort, you want to know exactly what happened so then therefore you know how to take care of it. Did a dog bite you? Did you fall on concrete? Did you fall on a nail? Because there's different type of things. There's different type of healing or attention that you give it depending upon what it is.
Right.
And that's the same thing when it comes to sin. I mean, God does, you know what I'm saying? Forgiveness is forgiveness, but you have to be able to specifically confess what that sin actually truly is. And Galatians, you understand what I'm saying? And so then when it comes to, like, in Galatians 5, and then I'm going to let y'all go for it, when it comes to Galatians 5 and 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness. And then it goes on to say, and such like. Right. And then it goes on and say, and such like, which means that if I didn't name your sin is in the such and such like.
Right.
It covers all. Don't say, well, that ain't in the Bible. I'm going to tell you, and such like.
Exactly, 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 exactly. Pastor Dwayne, what's repentance to you? And I know we know all the theological answers, but I mean, really, what's the heart? What is your heartfelt answer? And that's what we're trying to get to, so people can maybe relate to how we because I think we have a big misunderstanding about repentance. What is the repentance to Pastor Dwayne?
I mean, to go to scripturally, because you know we didn't know what repentance was until we got into gave our life to Christ. Because I mean, I for me to sit up here and tell you I knew what repentance was, I'd be lying. I didn't know what repentance was until I got into I started reading the Word of God, and then the great word about what repentance to me is Acts 2:38. When Peter got up and said something profound. He said Peter spoke a profound word. He spoke a word in the prophetic, because he never did more about repentance. You know, I mean, we know, like you say, we know scripture, but a lot of people don't know scripture. You know, because when Peter got up on the day of Pentecost, he said repent. He said repent. He means turn away from the training, the things that you know. Turn away from your knowledge. Turn away from the things that will head you bound. Turn away from the things that will keep you bound. If you turn away from the things that you used to that you familiar with, then you can't see. You really can't see God. You really can't know God is able to do things. Repentance to me means that the things I used to do, I can't do no more. Repentance means gets me off the way of I used to think, because the way I used to think wasn't right. Now I have to change my mind. You know, I have to change my mind to where it's God is trying to, God want to use me. God want to work in me. God want to do things in me. And so I have to change. I have to change the way I think. I have to change the way I thought. I have to change the way I act. You know, and repentance means that, you know, true repentance means that, okay, Lord, I'm sorry for what I done. Now that I know better, And if you go to Romans says best, since grace abides, should we continue in sin? Once I learned what grace was, that means I had to change my ways. How do I change my ways? By asking God daily, Lord, work on me, change me. Don't let me be who I used to be. Now that I'm a new creature in Christ, now that I become a new man, now that I become a new spirit, now that I become a new person, now that I don't have my old ways anymore. So now I become repentance. Repentance means I'm repentant to the Lord, not to the world. I care less what somebody else say about me, but God said I got to clean up myself. And how do I clean up myself? With the Word. It is the Word that cleans me. You know, because we make confession with our mouth. We make confession with our mouth. And then, you know, what changes is the Word. You know, like if you go to, say, for instance, we go to Acts 2:38, you know, and a lot of people don't preach this because they get to a point where
Acts 2:38.
Yeah, people get confused because then they get to talk about denomination. They get to talk about, you know, the triune gods and all this old kind of stuff. Well, Peter was one of God's disciples. Peter was the one that had to repent. You know, because Peter didn't have it right. Peter didn't have it right. God came back to Peter. He could have chose any other disciples, but he came to Peter. Why? Because Peter had a found divine revelation who God really was. And so if you go to Acts 2:38, Peter says this. He said, Peter said, repent and be baptized, Repent.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get into Christ unless you change your way of thinking. See, we got to think spiritual. Carnal man can't get into this thing. Because if you try to repent and carnal, you still going to be smoking weed. You still going to be going to a crap game. You still going to be going to the horse race. You still going to be going to the strip clubs. You still going to be trying to roll up. You still going to be trying to track something. You still going to get some scales out there. You still going to go spend some money to get you a couple liter ounces. You still going to have that frame of thought. So you have to repent from the worldly man into the spiritual man. And that's what it means to me. Repent means that I'm a better person now. A lot of people say, a lot of people don't like grab this phrase, you know, because they say you're not perfect. Well, if Jesus Christ, if the Holy Ghost in you, why Jesus Christ is perfect? He said we striving for perfection. But if God said you're perfect, why you got to argue with other people? I don't do the same things I used to do. That's what makes me perfect.
Right.
Because I'm in Christ.
Right.
I'm in Christ.
And like,
if I repent daily,
like
go ahead. Repent, we got to learn to turn from ourselves.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. But you got to know, but the thing is the start of it is you got to know who you are. You got to know what it is that you're doing wrong. Because you got to remember, we also trying to break this down. Right. We're trying to break this down for people that don't understand as well. Because guess what? If you've been raised 30 years, 40 years, or even 20 years like this and never been told what you're doing is wrong, how do they know? They only, you know what I'm saying? They know by matching up with the word first, and then from the word, like we said, and then we can then have, you know, your God to reveal more to you as the thing that's wrong. But what happened is I know a lot of people in the church, they just start throwing, you know, beating you over the head and beating you down, and you're looking at them like, well, what I do? They never told you what you were doing wrong and why you were, you know, why or what the consequences was. They just started saying that, you know, you're going to hell, or you're a Jezebel, or you are this, or you are that. You didn't understand any of that. And a lot of people still are not church, that they still don't understand what lasciviousness is and what idolatry is. You don't realize that worshiping, you know what I'm saying, your hair or your car and whatever is part of idolatry, they don't understand that. And that's why repentance is not as true and as sincere as it needs to be for people to truly experience Christ, is because they don't understand what they're repenting for.
Right. And see, that's what Jesus, and that's why Jesus stayed with them for, because, you know, they say he stayed with them for 40 days. He stayed with them for 40 days for what reason? To teach them their ways, to teach them the things that they was going through, to teach them the things that they was doing. You know, and as we become new believers, as we become Christ-like, right? Now that we become in the church, now God, if we come, they say, if you confess your sin, you know, one of our greatest messages is this: if thou would confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. That's a big misunderstanding. Because first of all, you can't put nobody in Romans. The Romans was already saved. He was calling to the saved folks. So what we got to do is we got to give them true doctrine. What is the doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, for you to know who God is, you have to ask God. You got to confess your way to God.
You got to
let God know that you want him. See, when I do an altar call, I just don't do an altar call. I have a person to say, I say, man, what you need to do is you need to tell the Lord your sorrows. You need to tell the Lord the things that you're sick and tired of. You need to tell the Lord that the things that you need to go through. You need to tell the Lord that you need to love him. Don't listen to what I say, because a lot of people tell us, well, if you say this out your mouth and you say this and you say that, that's not repentance. Repentance is that, okay, I'm going to say what I mean out of my mouth. Lord, you know that I was jacked up. You know that I was a criminal. You know that I was a fornicator. You know that I was a murderer. You know that I was a liar. So you need to confess those things out of your mouth, because if you confess those things out of your mouth, he said, out of the heart, the mouth speak it. So out of your heart, you got to speak this thing. If you want to be true deliverance, deliverance comes out when you open up your mouth. When you open up your mouth, then God knows you, your sincereness of your heart. So God going to say, okay, then I can work with you. Knowing that you're going to make mistakes, but I'm going to teach you how to not to make mistakes. Why? Because now I'm going to start showing you the word. Now I'm going to start showing you. I'm going to start showing you that I love you. I'm going to start showing that I died on the cross for you. I'm going to start showing you that great is he that is in you. I'm going to start giving you some tools. so you able to so you able to go forward, so you able to not go
and
back.
And like you said, that's a process.
A lot of us backslide because why? We still have the old man in us. The old man got to die. That's why he said his flesh got to die daily. If this flesh don't die daily, you know what the devil gonna do? He gonna come to you the same way that he used to always come to you. He's not gonna
now,
come to you with nothing new.
Is it always because the old man didn't die? Is it always though because the old man didn't die?
Right.
Is backsliding always because the old man didn't die, or is it because they were ignorant to the word?
That's right. And so he said he had an illness of God denying the power. He know who God. Everybody know who God is. You don't have to tell nobody who God is. Everybody know who God is, but they don't know the power of God. They don't know the death, burial, resurrection. They don't know the dominion of God. They don't know who God really is. Everybody have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And what is the power?
Mm-hmm.
The power is denying yourself. You have to deny yourself. He said Apostle preaches every day. He said you gotta pick up his cross and deny yourself daily. You gotta pick up his cross. Because if you pick up your cross, you'll never see wrong in you. You can never see wrong in you. But if you pick up the Lord's cross, then you can see, man, I was messed up. I was doing things that I thought I'd never do. Thought that I would never do what I did. I thought I'd never do this. Why? Because that's the sin man. You know, we have two natures, you know, and one nature got to die, another nature got to live. So true repentance means that I'm, you know, it's not that I'm sorry, but I'm going to change my lifestyle. My lifestyle is going to be changed.
Right.
No,
that's when you know it's true
repentance. But true repentance is consistently changing.
Yes, sir.
Right. Exactly.
It's not looking at you got a one-time deal. True repentance
is
that you got a lifestyle of repentance. Well, maybe that's for – I forgot about – we got a lot of y'all out there that got it all together, and it's all perfect. I'm talking about somebody in my category. I have to deny myself constantly and repent constantly because there's always challenges that make me want to go left field. Or is that just me?
No, that's not. And the one thing is that I wanted to, when he's talking about Peter, when Peter repented, but guess what? Jesus actually gave Peter the word first and said, before the cock crow, you're going to deny me. Then Peter did what he did and then repented because there was an awareness of what was about to be wrong. And that's what I'm trying to get at on this part, like Pastor E say, we kind of like beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So Pastor Colin, you're advanced, and Pastor E, you're intermediate, and I'm beginners. I'm beginner repentance. Because Jesus told him first what he was going to do, so he then understood what was wrong. Had Jesus not told him first that you're going to deny me, when Peter denied him, he probably wouldn't have felt no shame. Because what wrong would he have seen in it had the word not shown him the wrong? And that's the one thing that I'm trying to get as far as pastors and leaders have to break down the word in order for them to understand what is wrong. Because somebody had posted, when did wrong become right? Well, it became right when that's all they knew, or that's what they were taught, or that's all they were shown. All they were shown was wrong, and they all this time they thought it was right. Now you want to try to tell me that my wrong is wrong? I mean, you know what I'm saying? What I thought was right is wrong? But you got to be able to lead them and show them and teach them and be able to break it down than just saying, you're wrong, stand there, tell God you're wrong, and go and live a better life. No, I have to break this down on what's wrong about it.
And that's when you had to come to the scriptures, because if you come to the scriptures, you know, like I was saying in 1 Corinthians, it tells about that no drunkards, no liars, no fornicators, no blasphemers, no adulterers, no phantoms, no homosexuals cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. But we don't teach that. We give them, we let folks
there you
get
go.
We don't have the right to give nobody a free pass. But if he's saying no liars or no adulterers or no fornicators or no murderers cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but then Paul says again, he says, such as some of you, but you was washed, you was sanctified, you was brought out from darkness. Now that you know, Paul put this in the word, because a lot of folks that come to church, when people come to church, Everybody ain't delivered. So when folks come to church, we got to give them the truth. We just can't say, okay, well, if you say blah blah gravy, your name is wrote in the Lamb Book of Life. That's, we'd be lying to folks. So we got to give precept on precept, lineup on lineup. And so we do that now. You know, if we do that right, then things will be changed. That's why God did this, and I really don't take it to where, okay, a lot of folks say, well, that's why God shut down the city. No, if God wanted to shut down the city, he could have did that a long time ago. You know, God could have did that a long time ago. You know, and if God have a right to do what he want to do. But what we have right now, we have this thing to where it's God trying to get everybody to be at the same light-minded. Everybody's not at the same. Everybody, the doctrine is not the same. It's not the same when the apostles was together. You know, it's like say, for instance, in the Old Testament, when they was building the tower. When they was building the tower,
Hold on. Can I ask a question? I got to ask a question. Okay. All right. Because if we really believe God has already did the work, he's not coming with something new on us, but is it maybe us that's neglecting our responsibility as believers that these things happen? Because if you don't turn, you're cursed. The Bible even says that if you hearken diligently to the word of God, if you hear it, see it, do it, he'll bless you in the what? City, field, and everywhere else. But if you don't hearken diligently to the word of God, then you're cursed. Are we willing to look at some of the consequences that we bring on ourselves?
Right.
God had already planned it out for his return.
Right. But if you go,
we have to be ready for that return, whether this happens or that happens.
Right.
But for us to really be serious about repentance, I can't even be worried about if you're repentant or not. I can't even say if you're a liar, if you're a cheater, or what you're going on. I have to really, if we're gonna do this thing in unity, everybody has to bear down on themselves and talk a message to themselves and say, okay, this is what I'm willing to do to step up my game. And I want to be committed to the same type of people that step up in the same game. So we can't even, at that point, we can eliminate self-fault.
Right.
And then know that there are really some things going on in this world that's going to happen whether we pray or whether we don't.
You said it when you started reading it, from John. But God also give us an understanding. He said, "You'll know my people because they'll follow my commandments. You'll know them because the love that they bear, or you know them because the fruit that they bear. Everybody that comes, he says this in the Bible. Everybody that comes to say Lord, Lord, Lord doesn't mean that
I still think it goes back to the personal turn. Because if you go a little bit farther in Acts, and you started in Acts in the second chapter, but if you go to 3:19, it says, repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. The whole goal is to be sinless and not have a bad record going into heaven when God returns.
Right. And that's why he said the soul that sinned is going to die and go to hell. That's strictly. He says that the soul that sinned, that's in Romans, the soul that sinned, they're going to die and go to hell. So any backslider that is still out there, know the truth, know that you have the word, know that God gave you the word, know that because he said in your conscience with fine fault. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, talks about your conscience. Your conscience knows right from wrong. You don't have to tell a grown man still in his bad. He knows that.
Exactly.
You don't have to tell a child how to lie. When the child is
you
born,
know,
that
know
child
you
will lie to you right from day one.
Had to tell you.
But you also got to remember what? Because one thing after, we're talking about forgiveness and repentance, and one thing that comes after it is grace. And so we can't never forget about the grace, but even though we're not going there, but I'm on the beginner level again,
right,
is because you got to remember we're teaching the repentance. We're teaching what to repent from, but we also got to also understand that they're going to be in a spiritual war because the enemy is not going to want to give them up that easily. So what one thing that I definitely want to say is, listen, you're going to, after you have now confessed, and like you said, and you have repented, the enemy is going to be after you on that thing that now you said you're no longer going to do. Now let me teach you spiritual warfare, and don't give up. Because of grace, don't give up. Because, again, when we throw some of these scriptures at them and don't explain what they really and truly mean, then you have a hopeless generation that feel that they ain't going to never get it right. And I definitely was one of them, thought that I was never going to get it right, but something in me would not let me quit. Even in my turning around, backsliding, I got back up, grace and mercy washed me off, got back at it again, that now I am a much better person than I was before. But I'm going to tell you, the church had me in going to hell in a handbasket, and they had admitted themselves because they did not explain to me spiritual warfare after repentance. We have to make sure that even, turn and stop and all this other stuff. Baby, you better be ready for the fight, because the devil ain't going to give you up that easy.
But
he's just not going to just let you go and say bye-bye.
Pastor B, hold on. When you was messing up, who had you? The devil didn't have you. You had yourself. The devil, you was on self. Well, here, let me back up. I can't speak for you. Let me speak for myself. I was under self-destruction. I was suiciding myself daily.
Yeah.
The things I was intaking, the stuff I was living through, the devil didn't care nothing about me because he seen that I was killing myself. But when I came to Christ, hell broke loose, because now he had a reason to want to block me. Now he had a reason to want to come after me. Because, I mean, that's one of the first steps in coming to the Lord. I tell anybody that I bring over is that, okay, strap up, because anything you thought wasn't going to happen is about to happen. And so we can't be naive, as you said, and think that just because you come to Christ that all things are peaches and cream. No, it's not. It gets worse.
Exactly.
It gets worse. But then, you know, as we bring in new babes into Christ, we're bringing them to the word of, you know, we bring them to the word of God. But God also says this: God knows your heart. God knows your heart. God knows your attention. God knows everything about you. So there's no reason to keep lying to yourself, because we lie to ourselves. We sit there and tell ourselves that we're not able to do this, we're not able to do that. And God said he knows your heart. So if God knows your heart, he knows true repentance. I mean, if God can take me off of heroin within the week, I know that God can do. If you have a true heart of repentance, God can take any kind of matters up out of you. But it's got to come from the heart. If it doesn't come from the heart, you're going to keep doing the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. You're going to do the same old thing to get the same results. I mean, I'm so grateful that somebody took the time out and showed me the Bible. Not only showed me the Bible, but they said, man, you know, you can get this for yourself. Don't try to like Paul and Peter.
Right.
Don't try to get like Elijah and Moses and all them. Don't try to get like them. What you need to do is you need to try to get like your Father who is in heaven. You need to get like Jesus. How you get like Jesus? By following his words. Ask God. You know, I truly tell this. I tell folks, I say, ask God what you battling with. Because if you give your life to Christ, it's no longer your battle. It's, you don't have to fight no more. God takes away every type of sinful thought, because the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. So if I'm a new man in Christ, God would give me tools to fight the enemy. How you give me tools to fight the enemy?
Come on,
because
come
I,
on, Pastor. Come on,
I stand
Pastor.
The word. If I stand the word, he said, there's no temptation that's known to man.
Hey.
So the temptations that I used to go to, I'm able to overcome them now. Why? Because I've been in Christ. I can go down to the dope house and preach the gospel. Why? Because I overcame that. I can go down to the strip club and preach the gospel. Why? Because I overcame that. I can go to the alcohol place. I can go hang out with the homeless and all them smell like acting and all that. Why? Because I overcame that. Why? Because my God, my Lord, he sustained me. He washed me with the blood. He took away those appetites. So when they come against me, I start coming in the mind. Because it's in the mind, so I start pleading the blood. I start asking God, God, you know that's not you. That's the devil. So he gives me tools to recognize the devil. So we start, that's how we start coming, that's how we start walking this walk out. because he said no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. I'm not giving the devil no play. The devil, I ain't worrying about the devil because the devil can't touch me. My God said the devil can't touch me. I can fall into temptation. I can fall out of grace.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk away from the Holy Ghost any given day. I can walk away from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ain't gonna fight me, but the Holy Ghost is there to keep me so I don't go back. So whenever I got these thoughts, the Holy Ghost would say, "Nah, you know better now."
Yeah.
Nah, you know
well,
better
I like
now.
What, you know, I like what Luke said. I like what Luke said in chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, when he said, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." That even
mm-hmm.
when you, it's not just a one-time deal. You must
gain
fruit in keeping with repentance. It says, "And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children from Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, does not bear good fruit. It is cut down and thrown into the fire." We have to be consistent with this repentance
yes.
thing.
Yes, we do.
And, like you, and going into the scripture, because I was just looking for Ephesians 2, you know, what you were saying as far as, and it says, "And you, he has quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin." He said, "Where in times past," I preached on this one time, "in times past, you once also used to walk according to the world." So the one thing is that when he said, "And there's no sin that's common to man," which means that I'm not the only one, basically.
Right.
And a lot of times that some people feel that they are the only one that have gone through this situation or going through this situation or struggling with this or struggling with that. But the word says, listen, it's common. There's somebody else that's just like you. And even Paul said, listen, we all once in times past used to do the same thing. So, therefore, I can't judge you, and you can't judge me. But as leaders, what happens is that what we need to do is teach the people, like, listen, you know, like I always say, transparency is good. But some people, transparency is not for everybody because some people can't take the offense and they can't take the backlash of it. But those who are like me and Pastor E, and we're transparent about the things, but the only reason why is because we want you to understand you're not the only one. You're not the only one that's been out here in the streets. You're not the only one that's been drug dealing or a homemongering. You're not the only one. So come on and let me tell you about how God cleaned me up. Now, like Pastor Collins said, some was delivered in a week. Some, it took some months. Heck, for me, it took some years. You understand what I'm saying? But once I finally got that deliverance, man, I didn't want to touch that thing no more. I did not want to touch because I understood the struggle of getting rid of it, that then I'm not going back to that. No, you can't make me go back to that, sir. Bye. And see, and that's the same thing when it comes to teaching as far as you're not the only one. Let me show you how to do this. Let me show you step by step on how to repent and how to continue to repent and what to repent for, how to war in the spirit, how to war in the word, how to get some more word in you, how to have a prayer partner, what prayer and fasting really is for. See, all this goes with repentance. We talk about confessing with the mouth the sin, but guess what? You better have a prayer life. You better have a fast life. You better have a church life. You better, if you want to stay turned away from that, you better make sure that you get disciplined in the things of God.
You better have some covenant.
You got to have some covenant.
Here's the hope for everybody. The hope for everybody in 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, and some count slowness. But his patience towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all, how many?
Oh.
That all should reach repentance. He should have been came back. We don't know the hour of the day. He should have been came back. But I believe because of his willingness not to be slow or slack to his promises, he's still giving us a chance to repent.
Still.
I repent of anything that I said wasn't right. I repent for the looks on my face, for the remarks. Please forgive me, Lord, and I repent. I turn from myself so I can turn to you.
Yeah,
that's it.
I like that. Turn from myself to turn to you.
And I like that because see when you get I'll jump to Hebrews there, chapter 11, and say without faith is it said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you get into this thing, first of all, you gotta have faith. Now, I'm not talking about have my bishop faith. I'm not talking about have my apostle faith. I'm not talking about having minister faith. I'm not talking about having the deacon faith. When you get into this thing, first of all, you gotta have faith. You got to believe that God is able to hear you. You know, you got to believe that. And we have to tell our brothers and sisters when they come into our doors. Look, first of all, you don't. I know you want to believe in me, but you don't believe in me. You have to, first of all, you got to believe in God. You got to have faith that God's able to can take you and heal you. Repentance basically means because we repent, you got to have faith in repentance. Repentance, because like I say, we never heard repentance until we came into the household of God. I know I've never heard of repentance. I've been institutionalized all my life. I've been in and out of prison since I was the age of 13 years old. I got out of prison in 89, and I think I was 23 years old. I didn't know nothing. I mean, I growed up in the Henry Hunter Project, didn't get a high school diploma. I messed up my life. But once I got a hold of Christ and I knew that who God really was, and I believe someone told me, said, man, look, you got to believe on God.
Yay!
If you believe on man, because man would deceive you. Man would tell us in the word. Man would deceive you. But if you take your time out and get to know Christ, if you take your time out and spend time with God, God would daily put more things off of you. Oh, you'll be looking,
oh,
man,
oh my God.
I used to think about like this. I don't have that thought anymore. I used to want to be like this, but God took that thought away. That's why we
got
to do.
Okay, hold on. We over talking each other. Hold on. What I said first was let's take a moment, see if we got anybody fired up to open up the lines. Pastor Flores, you said what?
No, I heard you were saying something. I didn't know what you were saying.
Okay, yes, I was saying let's open the lines and see if we got any other fire. I know I'm fired up. Y'all got me all up in here. Come on, dial one if you're out there on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Restream and you're watching us live, you can comment on the chat. But if you're on Blog Talk Radio, go ahead and dial one now. We're going to bring you into this discussion. What does repentance mean to you? Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, my beautiful family. I said pastor to pastor to pastor. My God, I'm just sitting over here listening. Sometimes the Lord said we got to listen. When we listen, we learn. And when we ask questions, we get an answer. But this repentance, this is serious because I heard what you guys said from the beginning stage to intermediate to advanced. And I love what Pastor Valora says. We have to recognize what are we repenting for. Because like sin in general, it covers everything. But when we go to him in prayer, I probably have to say, Lord, forgive me for rolling my eyes at Mr. Jones. You know, this is something that, I mean, little small things. We think, you know, it's up in our mind. When we see somebody and you may not like her hair, we got to pray right then for repentance of that. My God, you know, this is serious. I'm just listening to you pastors, because I tell you, you guys are bringing it tonight. And you're bringing it real and you're bringing it uncut. Something that we need, like for us beginners in ministry, you guys are teaching. And you're teaching us real. This is real word. This is real meat. This is something we have to take with us and learn from it. Learn from it, because we can be actually doing some things and not knowing. We have to go to the Lord and ask for repentance, forgiveness, and repent for that. My God. And then stop. Stop what you're doing. Once you repent, because sometimes we repent of something, then we go right back and we continue to do it. We don't think God knows. You repented of that last week. Why are you doing it again? My God, that's why I said, always pray to him. I pray to him for his help. I call on the Holy Spirit to keep me in the spirit and out of my flesh. So that flesh to have us, oh my gosh, forgetting the little things that we need to repent of. God bless you all, family, and I love you all. This word is hot. My God. My God. Love you all, family. Amen.
Love you.
Praise God.
And one thing that I wanted to say with Pastor Dwayne was saying is when he's read the scripture, now faith. The one thing, too, is you have to have faith in what God said about you and what he spoke about you. You have to have faith, so much faith in the word that you are changed, that you are new, that God heard your prayer, he's washed you, he's cleansed you, and he's forgiven you, that sometimes it takes for you to constantly repeat that to yourself to begin to believe it, because you've been told so much over your life. You've been told so much over the years, and it's something that this generation is a C generation. They, you know, everything is manifested quick for them. You click on it and quick and it pops up. But when it comes to this life with God, it's not a click and a quick. It's a process that you have to work on and you have to work through, but you have to keep the faith in what that word said about you, no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what it may look like. You have to keep that faith.
Yes. Yes. Pastor Dwayne.
Yeah, and I want to piggyback off what we said about true repentance, and I thank the Holy Ghost. Actually, I thank my wife for giving me this, hit me in the head with it. No, and I also tell folks like this, you know, if you have true repentance in your heart, and I know this is a true fact, if you have true repentance in your heart, you know God will fill you with the Holy Ghost right then and there. You know, you get the Holy Ghost right. You know, God can plant his spirit right there. If you have true repentance in your heart, God can change you in a quick and amendment. God can change your heart. Like, you know, even, you know, we out through scripture, God shows us how he hardens people's heart, how he blind folks' eyes so they can't see who he was, or he changed it for Mac so people didn't know. You know, I noticed it because it's in the scripture. He said that, you know, Peter said, receive the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, God told them to go in the upper room and what? Tarry. What do you mean tarry? Tarry means basically they was repentance of things that they were seeing and things they was doing. And once they came to a true understanding, what happened? A mighty wind came in there and filled the room. Everybody got the Holy Ghost. Even that the Bible said it was 3,000 people, not counting the women and children. That was a lot of people got repented and changed their heart. And when they changed their heart, what happened? Don't you know and people don't preach it, but they repented of their sins, and the whole 5,000 or however you want to count, no, all of them got baptized. All of them received the Holy Ghost. All of them were speaking in tongues. God able to do all this if we come to true repentance. True repentance.
Yeah, right.
To get you crying and telling the Lord, I'm sorry. I mean, look, bro, I tore up the church. And once I got done, I was asking them, I said, man, I want what you got, what you have that makes you live like you. And they kept talking about the Holy Ghost. I want that. Because if I can get that, if I can get the Holy Ghost, like the way the Holy Ghost, the way I hear about this Holy Ghost, if I can get that, I need that. And if we all need that Holy Ghost. Without that Holy Ghost, we can't live for Christ. I'm telling you now, it's impossible. Without the Holy Ghost, we'll go back out getting high. We'll be back covering somebody, run you off the road, you'll put a finger. But we need that Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. He's able to keep us from falling. You know, and it's a shame for us he said, shall we continue in sin knowing that grace is not? You got delivered. You got set free. He said, can't nothing separate you from the love of God. Can't nothing separate you from the love of God. So if that case said, can't nothing separate you from the love of God, so whatever I do, I have an adversary that I can come back to him and say, Lord, forgive me. I don't know what I did. But, Lord, if you have the heart, you said if I confess my sins, you're able to forgive me. But, see, folks don't know that. They come to church, they get chased out of church because they come in with a short dress or their breath smelling like liquor or, the deacon, or we give them titles so quick. Well, he's a deacon. He ain't even got the Holy Ghost. He don't even have a Holy Ghost. How you going to put a person in a position and they still shacking up? He said, you don't even supposed to shack up. But we don't teach them that. Why? Because we say money coming, money, 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 money. But Shay, what are you? Because the scripture says that blood is on your hands.
Because we need, ain't no money coming right now.
No tithe coming.
Ain't no offering coming. Then let's preach it now. Let's get
everybody
on the same page, because we ain't making no money. It ain't the we can't gather. Online giving is not a very successful thing.
So we got nothing to lose.
Let's just go all out and preach the word uncompromised.
Yes, sir. I want to close with this one
because we got about 2 minutes. I want to close with Isaiah, because Isaiah says in verse 30:15, it says, "This is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation."
Mm-hmm.
See, we wouldn't even think to put the two together. Salvation and
rest
is your salvation. And it says, in quietness and trust is your strength. But you would not listen. My God, are we going to open up our ears and hear that everything we need from God is in us having a repentant spirit and having rest in him. How do I rest in him in the midst of circumstances? I don't have a spirit of fear. How do I rest in him even though I know I just messed up? Remember that he's not slack to his promises. He's waiting on you. He still believes in you. Even when you just got on this line, you don't know how, but you just took a hit. You just did this. Whatever you just did, he's still waiting for you to choose him, because he's already chosen you. The Bible says that before the foundation of the world, he knew your name. He called you out. He predestined you to a life of grace, mercy, and fullness. I encourage you tonight, if you heard anything we've had to say, don't take it as a beating. Take it as a spanking. A spanking goes away fast, and you know that you can stand up and say, I needed this. I needed to know how desperate I need to be on living a life of God and not a life of myself. I love what Pastor Dwayne said, because I preached that this morning. I can't get you to heaven. I can only introduce you to Jesus. I don't have a key to the gate. I can only get you to the gatekeeper. I don't even know what heaven is, but I can get you to somebody that's going to show you what heaven is when, now, on earth, as it's already been done. That's the guarantee I can give you tonight. Is that you can live a life free of hate, free of anger, free of death, by giving yourself to the Lord tonight and just saying, I surrender. See, repentance takes a lot of molds. You got to surrender. You got to submit. You got to be obedient. Repentance has so much that he even gave it the other side to say, rest.
Rest.
That you can have salvation. I hope somebody was blessed tonight. I was. I hope somebody
Amen.
Got a word tonight that shook you like it shook me, and I'm willing to go to the next level. Are you ready to go also? Pray us out of here, Pastor V.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, God, first for the word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those that are listening and will be listening, God. Right now, Father, with humble hearts, we come into repentance, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for every sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Asking, Lord, that there be a washing, that there be a cleansing, oh God, that there be a change of heart, change of mind, and a turnaround, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know us, God, and we know ourselves, oh God, and we can't hide anything from you. So, God, we're asking that you begin to reveal those things to us, God, that we need to repent from, those things that we didn't even know what was wrong, but God, we know, Lord, that you would gently show us those things, Father, because you love us and you want us to come to the full understanding of your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness. So, God, we're just asking, Father, that you begin to touch, Father, each and every person, touch each and every home, God. Lord, we just ask, Lord, for a revival in our soul and in our spirit, Lord, and we're coming with a real heart and a humble heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, those that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost right now, fill them and touch them right now, Father.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, don't leave a soul unturned that has not been touched by your Spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you continue to let your word go forth in this time, asking, Lord, that those that are not saved be saved, those that have backslidden come back, Lord, those that need to be healed, healed. Those that need to be changed, changed, oh God. Lord, do only what you can do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just like you've done for us, God, we know that you can do it for someone else. Don't leave us, Father, like you found us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah, I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Whenever must lead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just
want to
serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just want to serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracles, pinnacle, spiritual, from the village. I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know, you have to thank God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.